Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Yes, hello indeedy. Good afternoon to you all on this wonderful Wednesday. Or good afternoon, depending on where you are in the country. But this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. All right, moving on to today's topic. 'Tis the season, not sinuses. Indeed, we are in a season. You could look at that two ways. Season specifically, speaking of the season of Christmas, it is December, the middle of December, and we're talking about seasons on a whole, not season as in spring, summer, autumn, and winter, and fall, spring, summer, autumn, winter. Yeah, those four seasons. but no, we're not talking about those seasons. We're specifically speaking of seasons that you can use as in food. Once again, I told you all the time, I love to talk about food. And so food, if you eat the right ones or the right kinds of foods, or the right types of foods, they will help your health. And that's why I'm here. So I just want to help shed some light on why it's so important to tis the season and not the seasonings or the seasonings and not just the season in which we're in, but not the sinuses. Yes, the seasonings, but not the sinuses. So this is a time of year that any of you who suffer from sinusitis or, you know, that type of degree will affect you. And if you suffer with it this time of year, you're most likely going to be a little miserable, only because even the common cold makes you just a little bit miserable. I mean, well, for me, let me speak for myself. In other words, I've gone through a lot of things. And common cold, yes, is I've gone through that as well. I've had a common cold. And when you're stuffy or, you know, if you're sneezing or if you're coughing, it's a bit of a misery. But we can combat that with certain food types that I would love to share with you today. And this comes to us from Natural News. So sinusitis is what we're referring to, and it's an inflammation of the lining of the sinuses that often leads to persistent runny noses, headaches, fevers, and facial pains. Maybe one or two or all of the above. I don't know, depending on who you are, it may affect you differently. But according to the American Academy of Otolaryngology, that's it, otolaryngology, more than 37 million Americans suffer from at least one episode of acute sinusitis annually. And that number only seems to be getting larger and larger. So fortunately, there are three specific foods that are very effective at cleaning the sinuses and killing the bacteria and viruses responsible for these issues. So let's get into the meat of it. Let's talk about these power foods that will knock out the sinusitis altogether. I love this. I use it almost every day. Probably do use it just about every day. Cayenne pepper. See, almost all of the ancient healing systems of the world have venerated cayenne peppers as a powerful medicine. And this is for good reason. These fiery hot chilies are bursting with an active component called capsaicin. You've probably heard of that. And capsaicin is proven to treat many medical issues, including sinus-related problems. So, for example, a randomized double-blind study published in Annals of Allergy, Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They showed that, this was a couple of years ago, they showed that intranasal capsaicin could help treat the headaches, nasal congestion, and sinus pains and pressures associated with rhinitis, which rhinitis is an inflammatory nasal condition that often leads to sinusitis. So it starts in one area and leads to another, but at the end of the day, we're trying to get rid of it. So turn to some cayenne pepper to treat a sinus infection. Take a small pinch of organic, non-irradiated cayenne powder and snort it up each nostril. Yes, this is the only, and I mean the only, opportunity or privilege or recommendation that Coach Jesse will tell you to snort something. Indeed. We're talking about cayenne pepper. Snort it up each nostril. Boy, is that going to clear it or what? Listen, if you've ever opened up a bottle of cayenne pepper and started to shake it, already you can smell the effects. They work on you. And why? Because I use it almost every day, organic cayenne pepper. Love it. So allow the sinuses, after you've snorted up each nostril, allow the sinuses to drain into a tissue or your bathroom sink. And if you can't tolerate the unpleasant burning sensation that arises from snorting cayenne, you think, then you can dilute the powder with some water. Apply the mixture to an ear swab and administer it that way. So the one of two ways you can do it, you can snort it up straight up if you're that bold, or you can dilute it with some water and apply, use an ear swab and your cotton swab and administer it to your nasal passages in that fashion. So adding some cayenne pepper to your meals as well, you know, it's like taking it as a supplement. It can help accelerate the healing process. So I add it to my meals. I love the taste of cayenne pepper. It's so easy to use. I just sprinkle it on everything. You sprinkle it on your eggs in the morning. Season your meats. Whatever you feel that needs a little pick-me-up, a little oomph, add some cayenne pepper to it. All right, moving on. The next food that will help you with your sinuses and ringing in the season is apple cider vinegar, ACV, as I like to say, just like cayenne pepper. Apple cider vinegar has a long history of use as a medicine and is well-equipped for treating sinus infections. Firstly, it's a natural antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and a lot of antis, and here's another one, anti-inflammatory that can kill the destructive microorganisms that cause the infection. Destructive microorganisms. So if you're thinking about, there are a lot of things that my body goes through, yeah, they're destroying it, literally, these little microorganisms, these little microbes, I like to call them, they try to worm their way into your immune system and wreak all kinds of havoc. But apple cider vinegar is an awesome, awesome, awesome food product that you can use for your sinuses. And here's what else it does. It helps the body maintain a healthy alkaline pH level. And it also helps to break up mucus and discourage the proliferation of disease. Lastly, ACV, apple cider vinegar, is a proven immunity booster. Wonderful for this time of year in this season, meaning it can help prevent sinus infections from occurring in the first place. So if you have a good immune system, you're highly unlikely to encounter sinuses or sinusitis or sinus problems because your immune system is strong. And in order to try to do that or maintain a healthy and strong immune system, you've got to eat right. You've got to rest right. And apple cider vinegar, if you just so happen to go through any of these ailments when it comes to this time of year, any kind of sicknesses or any sinuses or any allergies or anything of that nature, turn to ACV. There's several ways to use it to treat sinus infection, where we're specifically talking about. The gentlest way is to mix 1 tablespoon of it in a cup of lukewarm water and drink the mixture regularly until the condition subsides. So 1 tablespoon into 1 cup of lukewarm water and drink. And you can do this on a daily basis. It's just quite that simple. and it's healthy for you, even if you don't have sinusitis. ACV is a wonderful food product that you can add to your daily regimen, and that, once again, I named out all the antis that it does help with. So for a more aggressive approach, mix 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar into a cup of warm water and snort 1 tablespoon's worth of the mixture through each nostril. Here's another opportunity you get to snort, and the only one. So some cayenne pepper or some ACV. Well, each time you do that, allow your sinuses to drain down your throat and then spit into a tissue or into your bathroom sink. I know it's kind of graphic, but if you got sinusitis, this is not graphic for you at all. You know, you are very grateful for this information, and I hope it helps you. And here's the last power superfood to include into your daily regimen as far as treatments are concerned for your sinusitis. Garlic. Well, garlic. Garlic is often considered to be nature's antibiotic. Yes, another anti. And it's known to treat countless medical conditions. Virtually all of garlic's significant health benefits stem from its dense concentration of allicin. Yes, it's an organic sulfur compound that is well known for preventing and treating disease due to its considerable antibacterial, just like ACV, antiviral, antifungal, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties. That's a lot of antis for one little piece of food in the form of garlic. And this allicin content is what makes garlic so effective at treating sinusitis. I mean, if it can do all those things, anti all of those things, wouldn't just say is perfect for your sinusitis. Unlike cayenne pepper and apple cider vinegar, garlic is far too potent to be snorted. Don't try to do that. All right, you can snort your cayenne pepper and your ACV, but not the garlic. Probably saying, really, really. Instead, it's a good idea to add some chopped or crushed garlic to your meals. And by the way, wait, when you crush it or chop it, wait about 10 minutes. And it builds up the compounds, the healthy chemicals in the garlic that works on your immune system for your the benefit of your immune system. So wait a few minutes. You can also make an inhaler out of garlic by soaking some garlic cloves in water for between 5 and 10 minutes, crushing them into a paste, and then inhaling the fragrance only, not snorting, but inhaling the fragrance until the sinuses are drained. So here are your 3 ways, folks. Use some cayenne pepper in your food, or you can snort it. Apple cider vinegar, drink some in some water, or you can snort it. Diluted, of course, and garlic. Crush it. And honestly, if you know you're going to have a long weekend, you're cleaning up your house, I would say you can chew on that garlic on Friday nights, and by Monday morning, you should be good to go. You wouldn't knock anybody out on a Monday morning, but Saturday, oh yeah, perhaps. And Sunday, I think it would be warding off by that time, but my recommendation is don't do it the day before. You have to be somewhere important, because indeed, it just stays on your breath. It really does. Garlic is extremely potent, but it does its job. So that's just my little tidbit, and I hope that helps you. So moving on to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, the giver of the gift. The giver of the gift. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. God is the giver of the gift. The capability of the donor usually gauges the value of the gift. We don't usually think of a person as a gift, but actually interpersonal relationships are the most valued and cherished gifts of all. But the Bible teaches that God gave a person as a gift to every one of us, and that person is Jesus Christ. One day, a 6-year-old boy in a southern town answered a knock at the door. It was his father, just returned from Southeast Asia. He didn't ask, "Daddy, what did you bring me?" He threw his arms around his father's neck and said, "Oh, Daddy, this is the best Christmas present I've ever had." And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday. we are winding down to the end of the year, the close of the year, and looking forward to the new year. Got some goodies up my sleeve for you for the new year. And obviously, it all has to do with health and fitness. So stay tuned to Vision Voice Radio Show, where Pure and Holy Living brings you important information, pertinent information, healthy information that you can use and apply to your life to make your life healthy and beautiful inside and out. Okay, folks, I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. On that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you all, and bye-bye.